Thank you for standing by. This is the conference operator. Welcome to TAG Oil's Corporate Update conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode and the conference is being recorded. Should you need assistance during the conference call, you may signal an operator by pressing star and zero. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to TAG Oil's senior executive team, consisting of Abby Badwe, Executive Chairman, Toby Pierce, CEO, and Sunil Gupta, VP and COO. Gentlemen, please go ahead.
Thanks, Asha. Good morning, everyone. I wanted to thank everyone for taking the time today to join. I know it's the holiday season still, and many of you are off this week. This call will be recorded, and we'll post it on our website later today so that you can review it at your leisure. We'll briefly walk through the press release released to the markets yesterday, and then I'll have Sunil provide some more details and answer some of the more technical questions that have come up and some of the aspects of the drilling issues we faced. They'll come on in a few minutes here. We'll then move into a question and answer session. A number of questions have been submitted, and we've received those, and we'll do our best to answer those. So ultimately, the release we put out yesterday addresses a number of the factors we faced in trying to run casing into the Abiro shaft. We successfully drilled the well into the Abiro shaft, did the appropriate build section, but encountered some heavy fracturing in the shales just above that ARF formation. And there was quite a long period of time that we had where the hole was open. And with having an open hole that's exposed to drilling fluid for a long period of time, that can cause instability in the hole. So ultimately, we lost that hole. It's unfortunate. We had successfully drilled in the original well and build. We had successfully drilled it with no issues. And this time, we encountered some. So we have a plan in place now to address this, and we're working on a number of things to get ready and get back drilling again. And I'll have Sunil now provide more color on that. Over to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Toby. Good morning, everyone. To start with, the prospectivity of the Abiro shaft target formation resource play remains very attractive, and the vertical pilot well that we drilled in the bed four pool has strong oil shows, good porosity indications, and gas readings in the tight carbonate reservoir. The net pay interval is thick in excess of 45 meters and has good indications of natural fractures, which will lend to the potential for prolific production once completed and stimulated effectively. We have had some drilling challenges, as Toby mentioned, in the horizontal build section of the T100 well. These are primarily related to the geomechanical properties and hole stability in the Abiroche E zone immediately above the target reservoir, and hole conditioning in the build section from the vertical to horizontal related to the drilling rig mud system. Horizontal drilling is not that common in the western desert of Egypt, and the drilling equipment and service providers we have had access to are not ideal. But we have been able to remedy the majority of the concern items to commence drilling operations and successfully drill down to 3,000 meters vertically to land and cement the 9 5/8 intermediate casing string with an experienced drilling team and specific attention to oversee the drilling rig operations. Our first attempt to drill the build section from the bottom of the intermediate casing with a water-based mud system, typical of what is commonly used in Canada and the U.S. for unconventional shale drilling operations, was successful. We were able to make the build and land in the lower part of the Abiroche F reservoir, but we elected at that time to redrill this section to land higher in the Abiroche F reservoir, which would ensure a longer lateral in the net pay section. The original lateral had a shallower angle throughout the overlying Abiroche E zone, and this is the design that we will go back to with an oil-based mud system this time, which has proven to be effective to stabilize the overpressure carbonate shale layers in the Abiroche E zone by other operators in the western desert of Egypt. Our goal on this leg will be to drill into the Abiroche F top at a shallower hole angles and immediately run the 7-inch casing liner to isolate the unstable ARE lower section. It is our belief that with the critical hole angle limited to less than 50 degrees throughout the ARE and repairing the mud system on the drilling rig, we can complete the build section in T100 successfully. In addition, Schlumberger Fluid System Provider, who has extensive experience in the Western Desert, is completing a mechanical earth model and wellbore stability review on the T100 well. Further, we are reviewing the directional tool system to ensure a smoother build section using continual rotation to limit sliding in the ARE section prior to entering the ARF competent rock. We are also looking at adding to our team with local experience. We are confident that the next leg will be successful with the changes and the support that we have implemented. The next horizontal well is planned for after Ramadan, commencing in around May of this year, pending completion and results of the T100 well. We have been securing equipment and services and gearing up for our drilling program in 2024, which is weighted heavier in the second part of the year. The bed 1 of 7 vertical well is currently under a pressure buildup analysis. We will be pulling the pressure recorders in the first quarter and design the workover, which currently is projected to be minimal with the sand clean out and pump change. The operations on bed 1 of 7 are timed and coordinated with the T100 well completion. Thank you for your time. Please reach out and let us know if you have any further concerns after the call. Take care and have a good day. Phil, be back over to you.
Thanks, Anil. As Sunil suggests, I mean, given it's the holiday period and many of the questions that you may have might not have been answered, we can do another follow-up session as needed. But I'll just roll into the questions right now. The first question, we had several different people ask this yesterday, but really they're concerned about our balance sheet and what it looks like after we complete this well. Fortunately, we have a very strong balance sheet at the moment. We should finish the well and complete the well, all costs associated with it all behind us, with approximately 13 to 14 million Canadian in the bank. So well capitalized. And of course, we look forward to future oil sales as well and cash flow from that in the future. Some questions on the well cost and where that's gone. We're probably, you know, close to 50% over budget on the well cost, and you know, we had originally budgeted approximately $5 million. I believe we're about 7.5 at the moment in projected costs. So, you know, not ideal, but certainly not something that we're we take it seriously, of course, but not something we are that it will affect the financial health of the company. I had a question on supervision and what we're doing to enhance supervision in the desert. We've had a good team in place. We're going to augment that team with and Sunil alluded to this. We have a couple of very strong candidates in the management office for us. Dr. Samir Abadi has extensive experience in drilling in the Western Desert, and we're leaning on him quite heavily. And he's recommended a number of candidates that will help us put our best foot forward as we continue to drill and complete this well going forward. We had a question yesterday as well on acquisitions, where we stand, what we're looking at, and timing on those. We're quite focused at the moment, obviously. The well and the Avro Chef program takes precedent for sure, and we're very focused on that. We are looking at a few small select opportunities, and we feel that as we demonstrate success in the Avro Chef, more opportunities may present themselves. Adjacent acreage, potentially more farming opportunities, etc. But we've really narrowed the scope on acquisitions to focus on execution, and management time's focused about 90% on execution in this Avroche F well on that. We had a whole series of questions around timing and when the expected times of the well, when people can expect results, et cetera. So these are approximate, and I'm going to do my best to give you some fairly prescriptive guidance, but keep in mind that things change and there may be some flux in the timing. But the first question was approximately how long would it take to get the rig, drilling rig, functional and operational and back drilling. We're anticipating it's been down now. We've taken it down on purpose. It's been down for about 6 days. We expect it'll probably be 7 to 10 days before we're back drilling again. We have all the necessary equipment in country to restart. We're just addressing a number of the issues we faced on the drilling rig. And we want the drilling rig as close to 100% as we can get it as we drill out. The build section, once we cut the casing and drill the sidetrack, will take just over 2 weeks, is our view. And then we will cement into the Abreu Chef. It'll take approximately another 2 weeks or thereabouts, which takes us sort of beginning of February to drill the horizontal lateral. And this assumes no big issues. We will then put the tubing and the packers in the hole, move the drilling rig off. We're going to do a rigless completion, of course. And that should take anywhere from 10 days to 2.5 weeks, depending how fast, where the rig's going, how fast we can move on. So this timeline, we should see fracking begin around the end of February or early March. So we should have results within a reasonable time frame from that. Probably first to second week in March is the best guess. We, of course, will do our best to really try and speed that timeline up. But at the same time, we want to make sure we're putting our best foot forward. So those are the main questions that were asked. We had one question, one common question came up about our sort of go forward view on Egypt. Egypt itself is, you know, there are a large number of things happening in the MENA region. Egypt continues to be isolated from a lot of the noise in the region. We continue to get good access to services. We continue to be able to bring people, equipment into the country easily and safely. We continue to be able to travel and move around without issue. So we see no real apparent issues at this time. So those were the questions. And of course, again, I'll reiterate, if you have further questions, please submit them and we can answer them in another session similar to this if there are further questions. So I want to make some closing remarks here, just, and these are from my standpoint, my viewpoint. Obviously, we are disappointed as well with what's happened in this last month and a half. But I'm still very optimistic for 2024. I think we, like all investors and management, has a significant stake in the company. Want to move everything forward and really want to get our results out into the market and show what Abreu Chef is capable of. We still believe strongly it's got a great great footprint, and it's very important for ourselves and for Egypt to demonstrate that this will work. We learned a ton from the last 4 or 5 months of operations, you know, and while it's painful today, we're going to be able to apply this to our future operations, and a lot of the learnings we've come across we will use to reduce costs and drill more quickly in the future. I don't want to diminish the delays at all and the impact of the whole issues, but it is it is a relatively straightforward drilling problem that we're confident that we can overcome, and it does absolutely nothing at all, as Sunil pointed out, to change the prospectivity of the Avrosh F. In fact, the heavy fracturing of the Avrosh E also is present. The fracturings, heavy fracturings present in the Avrosh F are source rock and our target. So that fracturing on balance should be positive for the flow rates and potential volumes. So just as a reminder, directionally, if we achieve the P50 recovery volumes that RPS gave us in our original contingent resources report, they were worth 900,000 barrels per location. And we still anticipate very quick payouts from our activities and fairly high rates on those wells as they commence. And that should provide significant cash flow. And as we drill more horizontal wells into 2024, that cash flow will really help us grow and put our best foot forward. This is another reminder, it's in our presentation, of course, but RPS gave us an unrisked value of $420 million U.S. dollars just for the 20 locations we had mapped out on the field. So, the TAG stock today trades at a fraction of that, and in my view, represents a very compelling buy on a risk-reward basis. So, personally, I think this is a good opportunity. On that note, I just want to thank everyone for their time and patience with us. It's still the holiday season, of course, and we hope that everyone finishes up their holiday as a healthy, happy New Year, and wish everyone the best for 2024. So thanks, Asha. That'll end the call for today.
This concludes today's corporate update conference call hosted by TAG Oil. You may disconnect your lines. Thank you for participating and have a pleasant day.